Welcome to this edition of the News Brief from the Illinois Senate Democratic Caucus. In Springfield, I'm Colby Hoff. State Senator Laura Fine's proposed pilot program to provide first responders with 8-milligram naloxone kits to prevent overdose from opioids passed the Senate this week, making it one step closer to becoming law.
Increasing the dosage of naloxone will allow medical professionals more time to save lives. This is the best next step to preventing more devastation and loss of life due to opioid and drug addiction in our communities. Harm reduction is an essential and life-saving strategy to address the opioid epidemic. This initiative targets the ultimate harm, the loss of one's life to an opioid overdose. Throughout the state, so many families and friends are grieving for loved ones who have been lost to an overdose. With increased access to this treatment, fewer people will experience this devastating harm.
In 2021, more than 3,000 people in Illinois died from an opioid overdose. Although emergency medical providers have access to 4-milligram naloxone nasal spray kits, that isn't always strong enough to reverse an overdose. To increase access to this essential treatment, Senate Bill 1402 would start a 2-year pilot program through the Department of Human Services to provide FDA-approved 8-milligram naloxone nasal spray kits to licensed community substance use providers and public health departments in Cook, DuPage, Winnebago, Sangamon, and St. Clair counties. Senate Bill 1402 now moves to the House of Representatives for further discussion. A steadfast champion of Illinois laws to keep harmful tobacco products away from young people, State Senator Julie Morrison expanded upon her work, passing a measure to ban e-cigarettes inside public places. Senator Morrison released a statement saying, in part, a tobacco epidemic continues in our state. We have made great progress, but the surge of use of e-cigarettes has threatened that progress and lured more people toward a deadly addiction. Passed in 2007, the Smoke-Free Illinois Act prohibited smoking in public and within 15 feet of entrances and required no smoking signs to be posted on the prohibited public place. However, this law took effect when people primarily smoked cigarettes and cigars. In recent years, the use of e-cigarettes, like vapes, has increased tremendously, leading Senator Morrison to work to add such products to the Smoke-Free Illinois Act through Senate Bill 1561. That bill now heads to the House for further consideration. A measure led by State Senator Susie Gloyack-Hilton to prohibit spoof calling, a misleading tactic call scammers use to disguise their caller ID, has advanced from the Senate.
Time and again, residents are faced with harassment from scammers. We need to protect our residents from these malicious calls. Consumers should have the right to know who is on the other end of the phone. We need to take action on businesses that mislead people and give individuals the ability to give proper consent to a solicitation.
Senate Bill 160 prohibits spoof calls and would no longer allow people to use a fake caller ID. The measure would also require automated telemarketers to state the organization they represent, the purpose of the call, and require them to confirm that the individual wants to continue with the call. To end the misleading practice of fake final notices, State Senator Rachel Ventura advanced legislation that requires senders to clearly post the intention of their mailing.
Far too often, new homeowners and seniors are the victims of fake final notices. We must end this dishonest business practice so that no one is tricked into purchasing goods or services they don't need. People shouldn't have to deal with these anxiety-inducing scam letters like these, especially after they've just purchased a new home or new car and could be very excited only to be tricked into spending a lot of money that could harm their finances in the future.
Senator Ventura's legislation amends the Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act to require that senders clearly state that their mailing is not a bill, but rather a solicitation of services. Senate Bill 1440 passed the Senate this week and heads to the House for further consideration. For more on these stories and others, visit IllinoisSenateDemocrats.com. Our Sound of the State podcast series, featuring in-depth conversations with members of the Illinois Senate Democratic Caucus on a variety of topics, is available wherever you get your audio, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, the iHeartRadio app, Spreaker, the Odyssey app, and more. To find our podcasts, search Illinois Senate Democratic Caucus on your platform of choice. From the Springfield office of Senate President Don Harmon, I'm Colby Hough.